Blog
Praise the Lord,
Radio.
Everybody. Thank you so much, all of you on the Blog Talk who are joining us today. We're coming together just to give God worship and praise from every different denomination, from every church affiliation, from every economic strata, from all backgrounds. We're joining hands together to give God praise. See, that's one thing we can do together. We may be different, but we certainly can pray together, and we can praise Him together. We've come to praise Him and to pray together. God bless all of you on this line. I've got to tell you about the convention, and want to let others tell you about the convention. Oh, my God. God is an ultra-awesome God. He worked in an ultra-awesome way. But let's honor Him by going to God in prayer. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful to You. You are able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. You did it just this weekend, and we want to praise You for it. We love You, Lord. We thank You. We appreciate You. We adore You. We lift You up. There's nobody in this whole wide world like You, God. Nobody can do what You do, God. Nobody can show up and bless like You bless. Thank You for it. We ask that if we've sinned before You, that You forgive us any sins of commission and any sins of omission. God, thank You for allowing us to be Your children, Your sons, Your daughters. And God, we love You. Let this be a bumper day. Oh, God, take over, Holy Ghost. Bless us in the name of Jesus. Use us for Thy glory in Jesus' name. Remember those who are less fortunate, and bless them, Lord. Help them. Oh, how we love You. Oh, how we praise You. Oh, how we glory in You. Thank You. Thank You, Lord. Thank You for this day, for making a way for Your goodness and Your kindness. Now, Lord, as we move forward, I pray that You help us to remember those, and help us to remember the things that we need to remember. Bless these precious people. Bless, bless, bless. Bless, 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 bless. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Thank God. Amen, amen, amen. And good morning to everybody who's on this prayer line. Are y'all awake this morning? Come on. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Amen.
Good morning.
Amen.
Good morning.
I see you must be half asleep this morning. Amen. Y'all, wake up just a little while here. We come to give God praise and adoration from every area code. Oh, my God, my God, my God. I found out something over the weekend that just substantiates what the Lord gave me to tell you. Mm-hmm. I found out some very good statistics of what God gave me to tell you. Oh, my God. And I just want to share them with you. It made me realize how much we ought to thank the Lord. It showed me how on track we've been. It had to be the Holy Ghost who's been leading us to thank Him 1,000 times a day. Did you know that you breathe between 25,000 to 30,000 breaths a day? Did you know that? You breathe between 25,000 and 30,000 breaths a day. Young people whose heart beat faster, et cetera, and they breathe many times faster. They breathe more than that. Amen. And did you know that your heart beats? Put your hand over your heart. Just trying to show you something. Don't be stubborn. Stubbornness is witchcraft. Yeah, the enemy does that. Put your hand over your heart. Did you know that your heart beats 72 times a minute on a normal time of beating? 72 times a minute. And since there's 60 minutes in an hour, that means that your heart beats 4,320 times on the average an hour. 4,320 times an hour. And most of you work or you sleep 8 hours a day. When you work 8 hours, your heart will have beat 34,560 times a day or while you sleep. Did you know in a 24-hour period, your heart beats over 100,000 times? Since this time yesterday morning, your heart beat over 100,000 times, actually 103,000. Over every 24-hour period, your heart beats over 103,000 times. And in a year, if you made it from last year to this year, right now, your heart will have beat over 35 million times. It's beating right now. You got your hand there? You feel it beating? And during an average lifetime from right now, or let's say from when you were born to age 70, your heart beats on an average 2.5 billion times. And some of y'all have called me silly for thanking God 1,000 times a day. I think you're the silly one. If you realize what God has done for you just for your heart, and you have breathed between 25 to 30,000 times a day, and your heart has been beating ever since you've been born, who do you think did that? You? God did it. God did it for you. And then I begin to study the blood vessels. Do you know that if you took the three kinds of blood vessels, which are the arteries in your body, the veins in your body, the capillaries in the bottom, in your body, and if you stretch them out in one line, I'm getting this from the medical journal. If you stretch this out in one line, they would stretch for over 100,000 miles. The arteries, the veins, the capillaries in your body would stretch for over 100,000 miles. That's nearly 2.5 times around the earth. Who could have done that except God? You have about 5.6 liters of blood in your body. You go into the hospital, they know you got that's about 6 quarts of blood in your body. That's 6 quarts, and it goes throughout your body. That blood circulates throughout your body 3 times every minute. What am I saying? I'm saying 3 times. In a minute's time, the blood will have circulated throughout your body. That's what keeps you alive. That's one of the things. Plus your heart beating, plus your breathing keeps you alive. One day, the blood travels a total of 12,000 miles in your body. That's 4 times the distance across the United States. I said across the United States, from coast to coast, the blood in your body. You pump around 1 million barrels of blood during an average lifetime. And some of y'all, who did that for you? I just want to ask you, who did all that for you? Who did it for you? And some of y'all have the audacity not to even be able to speak to the Lord. I ask you to speak to God. Now you understand why I'm frustrated so much all the time. You know, I don't understand why a person would be so ungrateful, so selfish. Never seen in this day and time such a selfish people. I'm going to keep on reminding you all of these figures. And then I'm going to ask you to give him praise. Let's wake up and speak to the Lord who gave all of y'all this. Allowed your heart to beat. Allowed your mind to think. Allowed you to breathe just a moment ago, just a second ago. You took a breath. Who do you think does all that for you? The Lord does it for you. And then some of y'all get so comfortable you can't wake up and speak to him. You know, he's so, I don't want to get out of my, who you think gave you your sleepy state? And you don't want to praise him. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Let's thank him this morning for his goodness and kindness to you and to me. God bless you. Let's thank him. Lord, we thank you. Thank you. Praise
thank
check.
You.
Praise
thank
check.
You. Thank 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 you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you for your goodness and your kindness. Thank you for your tender mercy.
Thank you. God bless all of y'all. God bless you. Thank you so much. Amen. God has been good. Mighty good.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. I'm going to give these statistics out again many mornings. I want you to have a pen. I want you to. God called us at the convention to preach a message. Well, two messages. It's been all around praise. I'm trying to get y'all new miracles. New miracles. Amen. And it's been all about praise. Evidently, the more you praise him, the more he'll bless you.
Amen.
Amen. The first message I preached was about put a praise on it. Amen. After everything you do, learn to be grateful. You may not say it out loud, but in your heart, put a praise on it. Lord, I love you. Inside, talk to him. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. And then I preached yesterday, raise the praise. And you've been praising him, but it's time to raise it. With all these things that he's done for you, letting your heart beat, let you breathe, all these capillaries and veins and arteries that conduct blood throughout your body. Amen. God has blessed you. Amen. So raise your praise. It's not so much about the quantity, but it's about the quality. Thank him from your heart. Thank him from your soul. And thank him from your mind. Mother, Willie B. Johnson got happy at the convention and tears began to flow down. She raised the praise. It was just from the heart. It's from the soul, from the mind. She was so grateful for what the Lord had done for her. Amen. Learn to be grateful. Don't follow this new trend, this new school that's so selfish. They only think about themselves. They only think about what can I get out of it. How can I use this person to get the most out of it? For me, I don't want to do nothing for them, but just how can I use them? That's the new trend. Amen. Be a part of the old school who love to praise the Lord, love to thank him, love to give him glory. It wasn't about them. It was about the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Oh, my God, we had a glorious time at the convention. I'm going to open up the line this morning for the praise reports. Amen. God bless you and you and you. And I want to ask you to give a praise report. Who on this line is grateful enough to wake up here this morning and give God a praise report and also get the other praises? I'm just going to wait for a moment here. If you're on mute, unmute yourself if you want to get these praise reports. Amen. And let the Lord know how grateful you are for his goodness and his kindness. Who would do that? Jump in there right now, somebody who loves the Lord.
These praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
All right, all right. Let me say this before you do it, Mother. I want to thank God for all of the new ambassadors on the line, a part of Fresh Fruits. I want to thank God for y'all. Oh, God. Thank God for you. Let me just call them in alphabetical order. Let me see. We have new ambassadors, Ambassador Wazin Cobb, Ambassador Harold Darden, Ambassador Sharon Darden, Ambassador Linda Forshee, Ambassador Sharon Ray, Ambassador Jerry Hall, Ambassador Mother Willie B. Johnson, our honorary ambassador, Ambassador Renata Jones, Ambassador Joyce Long, Ambassador Thelma Rush. Amen. That's our new ambassadors, and we salute them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And let me just say this. Oh, my God. I was praying in my private time, and the Lord began to speak to my heart and said, son, you need a new mother of the line. Our mother to the nation, my mother, Mother Edley Johnson, has gone on to be with the Lord. Amen. And, oh, what a mother she was. Amen. Teaching about the Holy Ghost many times. We saluted her, and we will continually salute her. But the Lord showed me, said, son, you need a new mother on the line, a mother on the line. And I said, yes, Lord. And he began to speak to my heart. And I said, who? And I began to think about several people who have not tried to stab me in my back, people who have not tried to talk about me behind my back, people who have tried, who can understand what the vision is all about. I began to think about people who've shown that they're with me, people who have been standing by our side, who have held our arms up, and people who have shown that they love your chief and they love this work of Fresh Fruits. Amen. I begin to think about all that. People who have supported us, supported this work, have given of their money, amen, to support what we're trying to do. I consider several things. People who are soul winners, who love reaching lost souls, and people who have stood in the gap. Amen. People who love prayer. This is the Fresh Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention. Who love to praise the Lord. Who love to pray. I just consider several things, other things that I'm not even naming right now, but so many things. When I call a meeting, if they couldn't be there, they tried to be there, and they called me and let me know if they couldn't be there. I consider all these things of people who are willing to respect the leader, who respect leadership, who want to stand in the gap for leadership, and that disqualified several people. Amen, because they have not done that. The Bible cannot be a lie. The Bible has to be true, and that is that he that humbled himself shall be exalted. But those who exalt themselves, who want to argue with your chief, want to try to do this or that, have a spirit of trying to come against what we're trying to do, amen, and yet stand before the people as though they have been there, and they're standing behind me. Oh, no, no, no. God sees all that, And God was revealing all that. And the Lord said, select a person who stands for me, who stands for righteousness, who stands for prayer, who stands for praise, and who loves prayer, who loves praise. Amen. And I began to wonder, who, Lord, who? And the Lord gave me a name. And at the convention, I followed suit on what the Lord said to me. I said, Lord, do I wait? He said, no, now. I want you to make this person your the mother to the nation now. And I want you all to celebrate this precious person. Don't want to allow you to do it at this present time, but I want you to celebrate her at the close of our service today. Amen. I'm going to open the line up that you might congratulate her as well as every other ambassador today. Amen. That will take up our, I may receive a couple of emergency prayers, but I'm going to take up about maybe 20 minutes for you to congratulate all of these ambassadors. I've called their names here, and this is our mother to the nation. Give me a drum roll. Our mother to the nation now, amen. Following Mother Adley Johnson is Ambassador Dr. Patricia Stern, everybody.
Yay! Hey, how are you?
Yay! Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Mother to the Nation, Ambassador Dr. Patricia Stern.
Yes, hallelujah.
This precious, precious mother has stood beside me, have lifted up my arms when others tried to stab me. She has been there encouraging me. Thank you for it, Ambassador Dr. Patricia Stern. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Amen.
Yes,
I know he's mighty mad.
Thank you.
Blessing us and taking us on in the name of Jesus. So, all right, let's get a couple praise reports, and then this is going to be a time of congratulations to our new ambassadors. And some of you who are wondering what ambassadors are, they are prayer ambassadors. They're people who believe in prayer. They're not perfect people. I haven't found none. If you find some, let me know, some perfect people. But I haven't found any.
Yeah.
Amen. I've found people since they have gotten saved who have tried to live their best and tried. But you see, you find out different things every day that seem like you got to come up to. So thank God for those who are coming up. Amen. But I haven't found any perfect people who have been perfect since their birth. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. If you say that you have no sin, 1 John 1:8, look it up. If you say that you have no sin, you deceive yourselves and the truth is not in you. If you say that you have not sinned, 1 John 1:10, you make God a liar and his word is not in you. But if 1 John 1:9 says, but if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you of all your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And those scriptures in 1 John are talking to the saints, talking to Christians. Amen. When it says that you say that you have no sin. All right. God bless you. Again, we congratulate all you ambassadors. We love you and we thank God for you. Congratulations to all of you. We'll bring that up at the end. All right. Mother Willie B. Johnson, I heard you. Get it,
praise the Lord. Lord knows I'm telling you the truth. I had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time at the convention, Kansas City, Kansas. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. When I got home last night, everything went good. The flight, everything went good. When I got in this house and I locked the door, I had to sit down. I just had to praise the Lord for his goodness and his mercy for bringing me safely home without any confusion. I just had to sit down at least for 15 or 20 minutes and pray the Lord for the Dr. Johnson and how he thought enough of us to bring us into the ambassadors. I said, Lord, you know, you just put me a little bit higher. I said, thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you. I thank him. I tell you, I just can't thank him enough. God is so good. He's so good. I enjoyed myself and got all the faces that I had talked with on the prayer line. I saw them in person. I said, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. God is good. All the time. God is good.
All right, Mother.
Now, who will be the first one to tell us how great God is to you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Kansas City. I thank God for waking me this morning. I thank God for just being present all during the convention. It was so exciting just to see everybody, just to meet everybody and put faces and names and that I had heard on the prayer line. I just love you all. Missed you all already. So keep us in your prayers, and I'll keep you in mind.
Amen. Amen.
That was your first lady.
Right. I thought so. I know that voice now. I know that voice. It's a sweet voice. She has a sweet spirit. She is a wonderful lady. And I tell you, God be the glory.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Christy Johnson. I'm just so excited that Sister Charlotte Gray came and picked me up with LaShonda Toombs. And I got to meet everybody. The mother, Miss Betty, she's so sweet. I enjoyed seeing Miss Bird and Patricia and the lady that sings Good Morning Jesus. And it was very, very, I was very, very blessed being in that atmosphere with you guys. So I just wanted to thank Miss Charlotte Gray for coming to get me and LaShonda Toombs for pushing me out the door to make sure I came. And it was awesome. I look forward to seeing you guys again.
All right, go ahead, Mother.
Who was that?
This was Christy. You don't remember me?
Yeah, I couldn't understand what you were saying.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I thank God for you, Christy, and I just thank God for all the faces, the new faces. Thank the Lord for you. The Lord
yes,
bless
it is
you.
Awesome.
Keep you.
This is Ambassador Stern. I gotta get off the line. I am in the airport of Kansas City, and I'm getting ready to board. Yes, I had a wonderful time with myself all yesterday evening, and I do want to recognize the fact that I was at one of the greatest conferences that I have attended. I do, amen, recognize our chief and Lady Betty and all of the ones that became ambassadors, all of the hospitality that was shown to us, especially Ambassador Gina Hodges and to the new ambassadors, Gardners. I had an opportunity to meet so many beautiful women in the ministry of the of First Fruit, and I can't talk the way I want to because I am in the airport, but I do want to let you know that I am here and I'm doing fine, and I greatly appreciate the honor of the elevation, and I accept it with a spirit of humility and pray that I serve you all as the mother to wherever God wants me to be. I am willing to serve the Lord in whatever capacity. God bless you all. I will be able to be on the 4th on tomorrow. But thank God for you. I'm in the airport, so I hope that you all heard me well. God bless you all. I love you so very much. Thank you again.
But Dr. Favre, you have a wonderful day, and God bless you to make it home safely. And
that's Dr. Stern.
Mother of the nation!
Yeah.
Who will be the next one?
Good morning. Deary Hall, area code.
Talk a little louder there.
Hi, this is Ambassador Deary Hall, area code 816, Kansas City, Missouri. Good morning to everyone. I also enjoyed the prayer convention. It was just beautiful. And to see the faces with the voices, I really enjoyed. And I just had a good time. And I'm just happy on this morning. Happy Monday to everyone.
Happy Monday.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mother Willie B. Johnson. This is Ambassador Lex Charlotte Gray, Kansas City, Missouri. I had a great time on Saturday night. Good morning, Chief Johnson.
Good morning.
Fabulous. Fabulous. We was right on time.
Good morning, Chrissy. You're no longer
I know. That's why I'm so grateful that you and Shonda came and picked me up, because I was contemplating. I was like, I'm going to go. Then I was like, no, I'm not going to go. And then when Shonda called and said, Charlotte said, she's on our way. We on our way. You know, I hurried up and threw on some clothes real quick because I knew that that was God telling me I needed to be there. And I'm so excited that I went.
Well, I'm
so
glad
happy.
Because if you hadn't, I wouldn't have got a chance to see you.
I know. I was really excited to see Mommy, Daddy. I was really, she's so sweet. She has a sweet, sweet, sweet spirit. I was so excited to see her. And like
who
I
are you
said,
talking about?
All of them.
I'm talking about your wife.
All right. That's all right. Good
morning. This is Ambassador Hodges. And I want to thank God for the best first fruit prayer and praise convention yet. We had an awesome time. I just thank God for the safe arrival of all the saints. Just the excitement at the airport of trying to put names with faces and figure them out. What does she look like? But I thank God for the excitement of the conference, of the convention, and how he blessed at that convention this year. I thank God for Youth Night. We formed our first fruit senior choir and how they ministered to the young folks and the altar call. Then the explosion on yesterday, Founders Night, was off the chain. The kickoff was a kickoff. And I thank God for it. I thank God for the safe arrival back home of all of the saints. I love all of you all. Mother Johnson, Sister Good Morning Jesus, she wore that song out yesterday, y'all.
Amen.
Wore it out yesterday. And Cobb and Charlotte and Christy Don, all of y'all, the Gardens. I don't want to miss anybody's name. Our new mother, Dr. Patricia Stern, Sister Hall, all the new ambassadors. God bless all of you all. I'm looking forward to the next. And Lady Guy, there can be but one. That the Lord used her in presiding. And I just thank God, you know, it's just so many gifts came forth at that convention. Looking forward to seeing you all at the next one. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. This is Sister Luciola, and I want to thank the Lord on this day, and I want to let the saints know that I really enjoyed the convention myself. I got to meet some people, and I just really enjoyed it. I got a lot out of it, and I'm just asking the saints to continue to keep me and my children in your prayers. God bless you.
Amen. Who will be the next one?
This is Sister Linda.
Good morning, Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah. I tell hallelujah. You, I'm losing my voice, but hallelujah, it was worth it all. Hallelujah. I mean, when I got to the airport, hallelujah, how God blessed me to get there safely. And I just thank the Lord for Sister Bachelor Gina Hodges. She's just so sweet. And I tell you, I just had a good time how she didn't mind coming to pick us up. Hallelujah. And then, Keith, I love you. And Dr. Betty Johnson, I love you. Y'all been some sweet people. I tell you. Mother of the Nation, Mother Patricia Stern. Oh, boy, we just had a good time. And the Dawson, oh, God, they sweet people. They were so good to give us a ride to the church and come back and take us places. And I just thank the Lord for everybody that I met. Hallelujah. I ain't going to take a lot of time calling everybody name, but I was just trying to praise God. Hallelujah. How Dr. Justice say, do that stomp. But I was trying to move, too, because if you don't move, you get stiff. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, you get stiff. In the hotel, I got up that morning. I was just stomping and moving around, getting this old body to move around. Hallelujah. I said, thank you, Jesus. So I'm just, I'm excited. Hallelujah. Yeah. And when I go to church, I'm telling everybody about it. Hey, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to tell them. I'm going to tell them how good time I had. They need to come on and get on this prayer line. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm going to let y'all go for now. But I just thank the Lord for everything because that was my first time being in Kansas City, Kansas. Hallelujah. And I want the Lord to keep me in my good health so I can make it back next year.
Oh, my God.
He will. He will.
Yes, sir.
Love this you, is Sister Linda Porsche, Charlotte Gray.
Oh.
This is her.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Well, Dr. Johnson, how many more? I know she gave your secret away.
We'll get some more tomorrow. Amen. But I just want to thank God for what he did. We kicked it off with Bishop Bolden.
Oh, yeah.
Bishop Bolden, Bishop James Bolden, a presiding bishop. James Bolden from Arkansas there. And he hosted our convention last year. I thought it would be just right for him to just bless this convention this year and to initiate it. And my God, did he initiate it. I tell you, he preached holiness. That's what it's going to take in this day and time, holiness. Bishop James Bolden, holiness. And oh my God, it was off the chain. One thing he said, they were so funny. He said, there was just paraphrasing. He said, there was somebody who was blind. And I bet not tell that. Never mind. Thank God for Bishop Bolden who preached so well.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, it was so funny, amen, just to see so many of you at the convention. And, you imagine a person one way, but they're totally different. And it was so much fun to put faces with the voices that we've heard on the line. Oh, my God, how much fun was that? That was great, great, great. And we love you so much. Then we had several prayers. Every night we had about four five prayers, every night. Maybe, I think about five prayers every night. And we pray for so many things. We pray for unity in the churches. And we prayed for our nation. We prayed for the youth. And we prayed for sickness, that people would be healed. And so many things. We prayed for so many things at the convention. Oh, my God. We just first with worldwide prayer and praise convention. Oh, we just kept having prayers for different things, and different people were praying. Oh, it was just so wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Anytime you have people who've come to pray, that's a wonderful thing. Wonderful thing. I mean, so many different things that needed to be prayed for. So much. But and they had so many sincere prayers. Sincere. Praying for the children. Praying for our health and strength. Praying for different things around our country. Our country is in trouble, but we had prayer for all these things. Just, I imagine we must have had, during the time of the convention, close to 20 prayers, at least 16, I'd say. And we praise God for what he did for us during the prayer and praise convention. And those who sung, amen. Amen. Ambassador Linda Forshey sang Good Morning Jesus and had us all enthused. Amen. We heard the face with the voice. So now I can see her in my mind when she sings that. I know she sings it so well. Thank God for her. So many highlights of the convention. We just praise God for it. We'll be talking about it this week. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Thank you, Mother Johnson. Thank you for that.
Thank you. And thank you for taking us to the airport yesterday.
Well, you're welcome. It was my privilege. Just to serve is my privilege. Thank God for you. Well, now, let me just have a word of prayer for those who have emergencies. If you have an emergency, I don't mean just a regular pray for me, but if you got something that's happened or you got an emergency, let it be known at this present time. We want to pray for you. Anybody?
I just say pray for my family to be safe.
Pray for your what?
You right there.
I didn't quite understand you.
To pray for my family to be saved.
Oh, that's a good one. All right.
Ambassador Johnson, this is Ambassador Charlotte Gray. I do want to ask everyone to pray for my husband, Douglas Gray. He takes a test today for work. He has to take every year, so we are requiring prayer for Douglas Gray, and we want to continue to pray for the medication for his face. He goes in this morning about 8 o'clock. Thank you.
Hold on.
Good
Anybody
morning.
Else? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas. Can you hear me?
Yes,
ma'am.
I want y'all to pray for my friend Christy Jones. She's having a stress test done today at 9 a.m.
All right.
Thank
you. Thank you. God bless
you all. Y'all all have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much. God bless you. I'll tell you
God
one more.
I'm like Peterson. I'm like in my head.
God bless you.
Mother Bigby, I want to request prayer for Tyree Garnett. Mother... Sterling Garnett and her son. Her son just got married a year ago, and he's had.
All right, I'm at my quarter now. I'm at my quarter. God bless you. I'll pray for all the rest of you all who have.
It's a piercing. I have a question except for my head and my neck.
All right. God bless all of you. Let's have a word of prayer.
Father.
Heavenly Father. Go ahead. If you're going to pray, go ahead. I heard somebody trying to pray. Go ahead. All right. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for all your graciousness unto your people. You're so kind, so good, so wondrous. And we just thank you, Lord. Thank you.